What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song It's Okay by Meadow 46, a very young, very promising artist out of Vancouver. And you heard it on Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. Thank God. And today's definition of the word cool is cool noun discomfort. So we've talked about this actually a few times on this show. One time notably, I would say, a little antithetical to what I want to talk about today. And how in that episode we talked about like repetition and like an element of coolness being like comfort. I guess it was more about nostalgia, but the episode that I kind of want to think about more today that feels more relevant and is actually also significantly more recent, although not that recent, but it's been about a year ago I did an episode on coolness and comfortability. It was like very much in reaction to a Mina Lee video, who if you don't watch her videos, she's a genius and everyone should. But she did this episode on I think it was this specific episode was on Harajuku like culture in Japan, and talking about Fruits magazine as a big part of it. But anyway, kind of a major theme in that episode was talking about a decline in coolness because of an increasing emphasis on simplicity, functionality, and comfortability, and kind of how, I guess, an element of coolness is in discomfort or is in extremes, is in like challenging yourself and like your body. This video is about fashion specifically, and that's kind of what I want to talk about today. And kind of how coolness is almost like oppositional to comfort in these ways. And the kind of main thing that I want to talk about is like how that is only kind of made possible by privilege. So these are kind of like, these are the thoughts swirling around in my brain and soon to be yours. So let's get into it. Before we talk about it, we gotta listen to some bangers. This next song is I Just Wanna Wake Up With You by Helado Negro off of their album Phaser. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I just wanna wake up. serves me.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Autobahn by Vagabond off of their album Sorry I Haven't Called. Just before that was Smoke by Homeshake off of their brand new album CD Wallet. And then opened that set with Gelato Negro with their song I Just Want to Wake Up With You off of their most recent release, Phaser. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool noun discomfort. It's kind of saying before the break how coolness, I think, can be seen as oppositional to discomfort. And oppositional is characterized by resistant or dissent, which is like the holding of expression or opinions at variance with those commonly or officially held. Which is just to say that, like, yeah, it's like in conflict with something, whether that's like a social norm or the way that I'm kind of thinking about it, like a very physical or social kind of consequence. And I think that people really admire, there's something very admirable about someone holding an extreme, whether that's, I keep coming back to this image of Violet Tchotchke, who's the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race season 7. Spoilers. But she had an iconic runway. I think the runway theme was Death Becomes Her. And she just showed up in a tiny corset. And it was so impressive and it was so beautiful and it was so cool. And it was, she stole the show. And like part of what I think was so effective about that runway it was so extreme. And that kind of like, it was, the extremity was because like her body was being completely warped. And I just think of like how, because her specific body was able to take that form, like, because she didn't have some kind of disability or like even like who knows like what her diet was that day so that she could fit into that corset, or like like, I just think that, like, there's a lot of, but also just like the body that she was born with, like, happened to be thin, very thin. So she can make it even, making it even thinner then is also like dramatic and cool in some way. And like, yeah, that extremity being so shocking and being considered cool. There's just such a strange, like, my brain wants to say cult of personality, but that's not what I mean. But like this idolizing of the ability to embody some kind of extreme, and that extremity as a consequence of some kind of, being in spite of something almost. So these are just some thoughts on that. We're going to move along. This next song is Jumbo Jet by Aaron Charles Reed off of their album Soap Sud Clown. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Secret desire to wear a dress, lipstick and blush and all the rest. I want to live, but sometimes want to die. Promise myself that I'd always try. Dear diary, back, there's more in me, so that's that. I want to breathe in sunsets, green and blue. The sand's not steady, so I take off my platform shoes. Is it sexual? Home on the range. Muscular hand that reaches for the coffee cup. You've had a day before I'm even up. I want to laugh with you at the comedy club. Faded tattoo of a bun. You were young. Kind of way, but you found God in the form of a jumbo jet. I hope your love heals you and helps you to forget. And I hope that it helps.
Wrestling fans, let's get ready to rumble!
Boom Pro Wrestling is coming to you live from the Great Hall at the Nest on Friday, March 22nd. Wrestling maniacs of all ages are welcome to watch these talented fighters duke it out at UBC. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and bell time is at 7:30 sharp. Enjoy the cash bar as you cheer on your favorite players. Visit boomprowrestling.com to purchase your tickets. And hurry, because this event is sure to be a knockout. Don't miss Boom Pro Wrestling at UBC campus on March 22nd.
Attention.
Attention all writers, zine makers, artists, and musicians. Have you heard about the Anarchist Book Fair happening at UBC on March 20th and 21st? We're looking for all types of creatives to sell, give away, or trade. So if that's you, email Cora at sponsorship@citr.ca to book a table. This two-day event is for troublemakers and peacekeepers alike. So mark your calendars for March 20th and 21st so you don't miss the Anarchist Book Fair happening at the AMS Atrium.
How come Andrew gets to get up? If he gets up, we'll all get up. It'll be anarchy.
I'm the worst part of the best people I know. I'm looking for trouble until trouble comes. I won't admit I'm wrong, even when I know I'm wrong for sure. But I'm a work in progress, I'm a work in progress, and it shows. Don't ask me for help, I only know how to make things worse. Just take a look around, all the nice things that we had, where did they go? When will karma catch up to me? 'Cause I'm the worst part of the best people I know. I'm looking for trouble until trouble comes. I won't admit I'm wrong, even when I know I'm wrong for sure. But I'm a work in progress, I'm a work in progress. If I wanted any help, don't you think I'd help myself? Just take the day as it comes, 'cause it's all crashing down, down, down. When will karma catch up to me? 'Cause I'm the worst part of the best I know. I'm looking for trouble until trouble comes. I won't admit I'm wrong, even when I know I'm wrong for sure. But I'm a work in progress, I'm a work in progress, and it shows. I know. I'm looking for trouble until trouble comes. I won't admit I'm wrong, even when I know I'm wrong for sure. But I'm a work in progress, I'm a work in progress. I'm the worst part of the best people I know. I won't admit I'm wrong, even when I know I'm wrong for sure. But I'm a work in progress, I'm a work in progress, I'm a work in progress, I'm a work in
ask you in the same way the pony holds you on hind legs and in stride. She's so smart, she takes it for a ride. I don't wanna be the cruel child.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hencomenium-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Giddy by Tonk off of their 2023 album Thanks for Waiting. Just before that was Francis Baptiste with his newest single Work in Progress. And then opened that set with Jumbo Jet by Aaron Charles Reed off of their album Soap Sud. Clown, you're listening to Teachable Moments. CHR's one stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool noun discomfort. The kind of like theme, I guess, of this break is no pain, no gain, which is it's a totally bonkers phrase that we say. But I think it speaks to what I was kind of talking about in the last break of like suffering being necessary in order to achieve something, and that actually being good, that actually being something to strive for, something to model, something to value. And I just really think that like yeah, like discomfort being lauded in this way, especially when I think of who has the ability or the capacity to suffer some kind of pain for whatever gain, whether that's a non-disabled body or like financial stability to donate time to something, like I don't know, like, or, but also even like, I was thinking about Grimes recently, because honestly, to me, such a sad story of like someone who doesn't, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, isn't particularly smart in a lot of ways, being like almost bamboozled by the reality of power. And it's like, girl, you didn't know. But anyway, that's my business. But even before all of that person's exploits with the uber rich, like there being a like person who comes from wealth cosplaying poverty to such an extreme degree and like creating problems for themselves, or like creating, yeah, like limitations for themselves, or for themselves so that they can create better art, is like, that logic is so, huh? Like, excuse me? Energy to me, it's not something that resonates with me, and like, who's to say if it was worth it or if it worked, but yeah, I guess like today is more of like a rant of like, what the heck is going on? But yeah, some thoughts, I guess, on No Pain, No Gain. This next song, because we gotta keep it freaking pumping. This is Bob. When you hear this song, you're gonna be like, what? This is Box by Neptune's Core off of their Box Anyway split. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
You
Duck Club presents Treefort Music Fest, coming to downtown Boise March 20th to 24th, 2024. Lineup is out now, featuring musical acts Channel Trace, Ty Segall, Nico Case, Frank Moody, Kristen Maroney, Drama, Dead, and so much more. This five-day festival features over 400 bands, plus comedy, yoga, food, beer, art, films, drag, and more. Full lineup, ticket packages, and more information at treefortmusicfest.com.
At 11 a.m. every Wednesday, tune in to CITR 101.9 FM for Radio Arts by Danny Gall, a series featuring artworks made especially for radio broadcast, presented by the Belkin Gallery at UBC and the Polygon Gallery at the Lonsdale Quay, in tandem with two exhibitions of major works by the artist. Composed of a vast archive of sound documents, these broadcasts invite us as embodied listeners to consider the relationship of political events to acoustic events. They can be understood as both historical documents and musical compositions in the tradition of music concrete. As the transmission unfolds, we hear a full spectrum of Gall's approach to making art for radio. From selected episodes of Different Time, Different Pitch, Different Place, commissioned by Documenta 14 in 2017, to the two-part radio play entitled Vertiginous, commissioned in 2023 for the podcast series Uncertain Groundlessness, Navigating Dizziness Together.
Your prize for winning is full legal authority to burn down my house and kill my... What? What the hell is wrong?
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song One Unit of Chaos by Guitar off of their album Casting Spells on Turtlehead. Just before that was Crybaby by Babe Corner off of their album Crybaby. And then opened that set with Box by Neptune's Core off of their Box Anyway Split. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Stork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool noun discomfort. We've talked about comfort as oppositional, or coolness as oppositional to comfort, discomfort being despite, no pain, no gain being energy. And the last thing I want to talk about this episode is discomfort being seen as a feat. And again, I've kind of spoken about like the lauding of discomfort that I find absolutely bizarre, but people, yeah, seeing overcoming discomfort, or not even overcoming discomfort, like the experience of discomfort, again, not people who like regularly and like cannot opt out of discomfort. That's not a feat to like live day to day in some kind of, with some kind of limitation. Like the feat is like someone who doesn't have to, opting into that and that being an achievement and that requiring some kind of skill, some kind of strength, some kind of quality, some kind of value that is cool. And again, this is more of a rant than anything, but I just like find that, I just find it absolutely bizarre. I just find it absolutely bizarre. And that's kind of all I really have to say about that. So we're going to move along. This next song is Can You Blame Us by Free Play Angel. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Only love can save your heart.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Obcecada by Girls 96 off of their album 1996. Just before that was Tapeworms with their newest single, Superstar, and then opened that set with Can You Blame Us by Free Play Angel, one of their recent hot singles. You're listening to Teachable Moments, Seattle's One Stop Topper with Hot and What's Not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you, and today's definition of the word cool is cool noun discomfort. This is more of a rant episode today of me being a little, I don't know, frustrated and confused by some people's vibes, but neither here nor there, because we've reached the end of our show. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope that we all can agree that there's a bit of a sus energy around the lauding of people opting into discomfort. And hopefully we can all move past it very soon. We're going to close the show with Push and Shove by Lava La Rue. I think it's the first single off of their upcoming release. Correct me if I'm wrong. Give it a goog. And give this a listen. This is on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Trying to hold you, but your touch was light. Cold weather with a clear blue sky. They think I'm ice and they ask me why. I guess I want an alibi, but it wasn't right. It wasn't right, and she asked on sight. Cold weather with a clear blue sky. They wanna fight, but I told you twice. I guess I want an alibi, but it wasn't right. Self-reflective, Millie told me to be more selective, but I wanna be hard to my abandonment. Love issues make a sticky situation so subjective. But now you disposing of, free me away like some rubber gloves. Use me once, wanna use me once, but me number two with no drama, all this push and shove.